Toronto police are currently investigating a shooting that took place in the downtown Queen West neighborhood late Monday night. Police on Tuesday said 23 people have been arrested in connection to the incident and new mayoral firearms were seized. Just after 11:20 p.m., Toronto police operations reported multiple gunshots were heard near Dufferin Street, by the Queen Street West and Sudbury Street intersection. One person was injured and was transported to hospital, though paramedics said the person was not shot. An unmarked police vehicle was struck by the gunfire, law enforcement said. No officers were injured. The suspects involved in the shooting fled on foot. Authorities have not announced any charges in connection to the investigation. Shooting. Update. Queen Street West plus Sudbury Street. Police are on scene investigating. Multiple people arrested and firearms located. One person transported to hospital by medics. Unknown extent of injuries. An unmarked police car was struck by gunfire. No officers injured. Carat LB. Toronto Police Operations. At TPS Operations, November 12, 2024. During a Toronto Police Service, TPS, board meeting on Tuesday afternoon, Police Chief Myron Demkew said the shooting began when a stolen vehicle pulled up, and three males exited the car and began shooting at people at an address in the immediate vicinity. Demkew said the gunfire was returned by a rival group, and dozens of bullets were fired by both parties. A total of 16 guns have been seized, including handguns and rifles, the police chief reported. Demkew said, plainclothes officers were in the area ahead of the incident to carry out a bail compliance check. These officers found themselves in the middle of the gunfight, he detailed. Their unmarked vehicle was struck by bullets, but the officers were unharmed. Gunfire in our public spaces must be recognized for the harm it causes, not just for those involved directly, but for bystanders and the public at large, Demkew said. We have asked for law reform concerning circumstances where offenders choose to indiscriminately and brazenly use firearms in public places. Part of Queen Street West was closed last night and several cruisers remained in the area by Tuesday morning. The investigation is ongoing.